Hello, Audio Booland. It's about 5 minutes to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the 16th of September, 2014. And we are now on a train, the 6:54 train from Orpington to Charing Cross, but we're only going one stop. We're getting off at London Bridge. From there, we will be taking the Underground to Euston, and from Euston, we will be taking the sleeper train over to Fort William. So this is the beginning of the journey, and we thought we'd update you. We spent the last 2 days with Claire Randall, and it was lovely. Thank you, Claire, for everything, and thanks for having us. We spent a few hours in the lovely company of Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting, which was nice. Sorry he couldn't stay longer. Yesterday we had a brilliant day with Claire and Kaz and Mel, Melanie Akpochu and Cherry Kaz, Happy Kaz, actually, I should say. She's Happy Kaz on Twitter. And on Audioboo, Cherry Kaz 1 on Twitter. And in the last few hours, we got to meet Nathan, and I think he's an extremely intelligent, well-spoken, mature kid. He actually really, really impressed me. So Nathan's great. And
he's Claire's son.
Yeah, he's Claire's son, and he's really funny. He's 11, but he talks like he's 20. You know, even his intonation is very mature.
Well, this is the thing: kids with blind parents have to become more.
He doesn't have any kind of whininess or anything. He's like, you know, he talks like an adult. It's really awesome. I mean it in it. You know, it's great. He's just a really impressive kid.
Kids with blind parents.
He's awesome. I mean, he's funny. We got on great. And he's got this kind of self-confidence that's really inspiring. Anyways, lots to tell you, actually. How long will this journey take to London Bridge? Probably 20 minutes?
Well, I think it was supposed to take, scheduled to take 14.
Oh, well.
Because it was 7:08, wasn't it?
London
Bridge.
Right. So we will, in the midst of all this, I got a call this afternoon from my lovely mother in Israel. Apparently, she'd been to our apartment a few days ago, and there has been some, the apartment is okay, but she saw dampness on the walls and the skirting boards and a little bit in the bathroom, and she got concerned. And someone was recommended to her. She looked for an honest tradesman. That's a bit hard to find, but she apparently did find someone. And apparently they had been there. They'd gone to the apartment. Of course, this happens when we're not there. And apparently we have to, there's water and damp and crap, basically. And we have to basically rip out the bathroom and the guest toilet and redo the whole thing. Floor, tiles, bath, shower, whatever. I was horrified when I heard this because, of course, this happens. You know, the bad news is that it happened when we're not there, and the good news is that it happened when we're not there. Meaning it needs to be fixed now, and it will take about 3 to 4 weeks to fix it. And we will have 3 to 4 weeks before we get there. So essentially, the plan is for it to be fixed before we get home, which is nice in that aspect. But the fact that I'm not there, it makes me feel really uncomfortable. But the thing is that if we were there, we would have to move out for a month because we would have no toilet at all. Or no bathroom, no running water, because everything has to be shut off. So we couldn't live there anyway. But the problem is getting it right and doing it through a third party, ergo, you know, my mother, who is, I think, ecstatic. She sounds very bright and happy because she has something to do. And it's going to cost about 7,000 quid, which we don't have, but we will have to come up with. So that's going to be fun, and I think we're slowing down. So that's what we have to contend with. It does mean I get to redo the bathroom, which I've been wanting to do, but putting it off because of the cost. Well, now I have no choice. So that's a bit stressful, but there's absolutely nothing I can do, so I'm going to try not to stress. Being in the Highlands will help me de-stress. So that's not going to be fun, but I did speak to, like, we're going to keep talking to the person who's doing this every day and to my mother, and we're going to just try and, you know, keep on top of it, and he'll give us a more accurate quote tomorrow. At first they said, you know, don't bother making, you know, getting a bathtub, just do a shower cubicle. But I thought, no, you know, I want a bath. I really do. So, all right then. I will pause this for now, and I will come back. We need to somehow get assistance to get to the underground, to get to Houston, and to collect the tickets for the sleeper and get assistance to get to the sleeper. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I'll update you. I'm a bit stressed because I don't know how many of you know this or if I've spoken about it, but now we have 3 suitcases. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 3 of them.
Sorry, it's my fault.
So, okay. I will pause this now and speak to you when there's something to update you on. I thought I'd resume now. We are at London Bridge. I thought I'd upload these in bits so that you can kind of take the journey with us if you'd like to. Got off at London Bridge. We got some help off the train from a couple of passengers, and we weren't exactly met. I don't think they called ahead, but there is a gentleman here who's staff who said that he will help us. He called for help. Be quiet. So now we're just waiting to be taken to the London Underground so that we can take a train to Houston. So I think I will upload this so you know we got to London Bridge, and we will continue as we may or can.